Kylene, thank you all for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Thank you for having me.
Exciting times. We're on our way to season two of I Woke Up a Vampire on Netflix. First of all, how excited are you that you we're about a week away from this, or a few days from this?
I'm actually really excited because I have not seen all of it, so I'm gonna watch it myself.
There you go. We're going to jump more into this show in a few minutes. Let's get to know a little bit more about you, everything. I was trying to do some research on you and everything. You've done a little bit of everything. You've done voiceover, singing, acting. Like, what made you jump into the industry? What made you go for this?
Ever since I was young, I think this kind of starts off with a lot of, young actors and artists. They get into it when they're young, and I really love performing. I did theatrical ice skating, and then I started doing musical theater. And then that's when I kind of got discovered and started exploring more of acting and doing it professionally. And I did it, one, for my love of performing, and two, so that I really like the idea of representation. And so, being a young girl who loves, Disney Channel, all those kind of things, like, I just wanted to see somebody like me. And so I was like, I'm gonna be that representation.
Now that you've had a little taste of the industry and everything too, like, do you what kind of advice do you give to like young actors that want to get into the industry? What do you when they ask you for some advice?
If I were to give young actors advice, I would say that you have to keep going and just really try hard. Like, every audition, you have to give it your best and never feel let down, because like eventually your time will come and then you will be able to show everybody your talent.
As a young actor yourself too, like, do you have any acting inspirations, role models that you look up to?
I have a lot, honestly. I really obviously admire our queen Zendaya, Florence Pugh, Angelina Jolie. There's so many. I don't know, there's just so many.
I have to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So, with everything you've done, like I mentioned, singing and voiceover, acting, what do you enjoy the most out of those three?
I want to say on-screen acting, because it's just so much fun to connect with other actors. Like, doing a scene together just really makes it feel alive, and it really puts you like present and like in the character.
Also, when I was doing more research on you, I need to know fencing. How did you get into that?
It's kind of like a random story. I was stuck in quarantine, and I have kind of this thing for trying different sports. I like
Okay.
do as many as I can, like just for fun and to experience things. And I was just like, I'm not really like a group sport person, so I was trying to find something, I could do for myself. And obviously it was COVID and everything, so I randomly came upon fencing, and I found it so like so much fun. And now it's something that I know how to do.
Do you still do it? Do you try to compete, or is it just more for fun?
It's more for fun. I don't think I could ever compete, but yeah, it's just like a little something of mine.
So for the industry now, for the entertainment industry, like, what's the ultimate goal? Do you have like a certain role that you kind of hope you get your hands on someday, or a certain show, comedy, sitcom, movies? What's the goal?
I'd love to be in a movie. That's one of my biggest goals. And something preferably like time, so like back in like whenever, like any year. That'd be so much fun to portray somebody probably in history, like something like that.
Is there a certain person that you might want to try to get your hands on?
Yeah, but literally anything, that would be so great. Yeah.
There you go. So yeah, let's jump right into this show now. We have season two of I Woke Up a Vampire, Carmi. What can you tell us about your character now, and how does she evolve into season two now?
In season two, Carmi grows so much and her character changes, and she's just learning more about herself, and the journey is coming along with her, especially with the new surprises that come along the way and the fast pace at, how high school is going. That's such a big deal for a lot of teenagers, and so that's what she's figuring it out.
What do you think like the challenges were for Carmi, like, to face when she discovered she was half human, half vampire, the heritage, like, how do you think she dealt with all that?
I think that Carmi, she's just a teenage girl. And I think that it comes with the responsibility of, one, being the oldest sibling, being adopted, and then finding out all these other things about her supernatural life and kind of like growing in that spot, and then also growing in her normal life with, you know, her family and her friends and socially. I think that it's like, you know, it's really hard to balance, but she figures it out and she really like puts the two together and makes it her own.
What do you think, like, the fans or the viewers, like, enjoy about this show? You know, because it's got a little blend of, you know, like, we've got the fantasy elements, the challenges of, like you said, high school life, the combination between this two. Like, what do you think they enjoy?
I saw that the fans really enjoyed the dynamic between the characters. A lot of people really loved how different they were, and I love that too. I think that the different ways that the characters were written so uniquely makes the story a lot more interesting, and that people really loved how like different everybody was, and when they came together, how it really played out.
I know you mentioned that you haven't seen the full season two yet, but is there a specific scene that you can't wait for people to watch or a specific episode?
Yeah, there is one episode that I definitely had to see, and I'm so excited for it, but I'm not giving any spoilers because, as a fan of the show as well, I'd love to be surprised with it.
Yeah. How do you prepare for a role like this?
I think that when preparing for a role that is, you know, new and like written so creatively, because it's not based off of anything, it's just, you know, a new idea. It was very fun because I got to put my ideas into it too. And like when we started filming, it just kind of all started to come together. And it was a blessing because I got to grow with my character. And so as we got later and later into filming, it was like, oh, now what would she do opposed to what she would have done back then, what was written, you know? And then now that we're here filming this scene, maybe she'd do this a little differently. Maybe she'd say this a little differently. Her hair is like this, her shirt is like that. You know what I mean? Like different things. And there was not a lot of preparation because I kind of just went with the flow. And, you know, Tommy and Ryan, they were so open and so, like, they were so great to work with that it just kind of all like blended together as we filmed.
When you first got the role, did you go like try to go watch any other shows or movies that had something to do with like vampires, stuff like that, just to get an idea? Or did you go right in there with nothing?
I did not really watch anything to prepare, but I did read the script multiple times and like try to get a sense of the idea because I think that, as I said before, it's such a creative idea that there's really nothing out there to compare it to. And so all I had to really do was use my imagination.
What do you love about this character?
I love that Carmi is a relatable character for people. And especially like it doesn't even have to be young girls. Anybody who's like around her age can really relate to her because I think that, you know, aside from the supernatural stuff, she has such a warm heart and she goes through, you know, so many challenges like that normally like kids like my age when I was her age and stuff like that go through. And I think that it's really good like when you're watching something to see somebody and be like, hey, like
Yeah.
that happened to me too. And like, even though you know it's not real, it like still makes you feel good.
You mentioned Supernatural. The show has, you know, humor, drama, supernatural. Like, what's your favorite scenes when you're filming this?
In the show, I have to say, I really like the drama aspect, but not more drama, but mystery. Like every episode ends with something and you're just like, what's gonna happen next? And I really like that because it not only keeps the viewers on their toes, but it keeps the story really like really grounded and like connected to each other.
I can see that, yeah. What do you hope the viewers take away from like Carmi's journey now in season two?
I hope that the viewers can see how much Carmi has grown and that they can really like get into the story and want to solve everything with her. And then I want them to see it and be like put things together and see parts from season one and season two. And they want to kind of like essentially solve the mystery with her.
How do you think Carmi's relationships now with the other characters evolve for season two?
In season two, we do see a lot of shift in the characters' relationships. I mean, as I said, starting high school and all these different dynamics and personalities, we can see more friendships along all the characters, less of like a frenemy, more of, you know, all of them coming together as one, two. experience and figure out all these new things in high school. I really do love the new trio that's going to come up with Kev, Dylan, and Carmi. I think that was really, really exciting and really cute for this new season.
Amazing. Who's your favorite character on the show other than your role?
My favorite character has to be Kev. I think that every line, every action, like Nico portrayed him so well. And Kev is just such a funny character. Like he says like little snarky remarks, or like he'll do a little like action or something. And it's just so funny. And it's like, it's just a character. And I think it's probably my favorite.
Crazy. How many episodes are we expecting for the season two? Do you know?
8 episodes, I'm pretty sure.
Amazing. Now, what's next for you now? Any of the projects you're allowed to tell us about that you're coming up or working on?
Nothing new that I can talk about, but there is the Canadian Screen Awards, which I will be attending. And
amazing. Kylie, now, like, how can the listeners, the viewers now find you on social media to keep up with you with season two right around the corner?
My Instagram is just Kylie Chang, and that's pretty much where I update everybody on everything. So, yeah.
There you go. Amazing, Kylie. I want to thank you for giving me a few minutes today. Hopefully we get a season 3 and we can get you back on the show for more questions.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So, yeah.